Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Several weeks ago, we featured a program of April Showers, an entire show of songs about rain and rainbows. According to the familiar saying, April showers bring May flowers, and those musical showers have done just that. This evening, we've got a whole show of musical flowers, blossoms, bouquets, and blooms. And what better way to start off a show about flowers than with a musical bouquet of roses?
Thank you.
A musical bouquet of roses to start off this special May Flowers edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with the Imperial Dance Band, a Sam Lannon unit, and When the Little Red Roses Get the Blues for You, with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert. That Al Dubin and Joe Burke tune was recorded on April 12, 1930. Next, it was Bob Herring and his orchestra as the Colonial Club Orchestra and Lay My Head Beneath a Rose, written by W.A. Madison and Grant Falkenstein. The vocal on that June 11, 1926 recording was by the Radio Franks, who, if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, you remember were Frank Bessinger and Frank Wright. Lay My Head Beneath a Rose was followed by the Romeo Dance Orchestra and Life Will Be a Bed of Roses from October of 1926. And we finished up with Paul Specht and his orchestra featuring Sylvester Ahola on trumpet and Yankee Rose from January 27, 1927. Sylvester Ahola was born on May 24, 1902, so we'll likely have a set dedicated to him on the May 30th show. And the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Several weeks ago, we had an April Showers show, and those musical showers have brought forth this entire show of May Flowers. To continue, here's Nat Shilkret and his orchestra. Thank you.
the roses and danced in the rain, and I was so happy with you. Remember our first little lesson in love? I gave you a kiss for each star up above, when you were the blossom of Buttercup Lane, and I was your little boy blue.
Dick Robertson, backed by the Hit of the Week Orchestra, directed by Bert Hirsch, and You'll Be Mine in Apple Blossom Time, written by Charlie Tobias and Peter DeRose. That was recorded in March of 1931 and hit newsstands on Thursday, May 6th. Before that, we heard Ted Weems and his orchestra with Elmo Tanner vocalizing on When You Were the Blossom of Buttercup Lane and I Was Your Little Boy Blue. George W. Meyer wrote the music. The lyric was written by Al Dubin and Al Meyer, and it was recorded on February 16, 1931. We began that set of blossoms with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert, whom we also heard in the first segment of the show, this time on Blossoms That Bloom in the Moonlight, recorded October 16, 1928.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can send any or all of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Continuing this May Flowers edition of the show, here's Jack Gardner's orchestra.
Thank you. this we forget me not in my bouquet of memory.
I kiss each blossom red when night appears. I keep them fresh and fair with lonely tears.
I miss you with the dawn. Why must there be a thorn in my bouquet of memory?
Thank you.
Gene Goldkett and his orchestra recording for Victor on April 22, 1926, and Roses, written by a couple of the Tobias brothers. Roses was preceded by Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, June 2, 1930, and a Morton composition, Primrose Stomp. Before Primrose Stomp, we heard Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and In My Bouquet of Memories. That was recorded by Victor on April 21, 1928, after Whiteman had decided to leave Victor and signed a contract with Columbia, but before he started recording for Columbia, which he did in May. We started off the set with Jack Gardner's orchestra recording in Dallas, Texas, about October 18, 1925, and a Gardner composition, I'm a Prairie Flower, I'm Wild, I'm Wild. At that time, Gardner's band was resident at the Adolphus Hotel and was heard over WFAA. Well, this station is not WFAA, but is KISL-FM, Avalon, where each and every Sunday evening at 6, you can hear this program, Rapidly Rotating Records, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. And, of course, we're also available on demand, anytime at all online, at RadioFreeWorld.com. This is a special May Flowers edition of the show, a follow-up to last month's April Showers show, and to continue, here's the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra.
The moon and I, when it's night, then you wah, 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 what a gal. She's got that thing I think you like her plenty. Oh, what a wah, 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 what a gal. You can have each hula, hot bamboola, baby. You can have each jolly, hot tamale, sal. Oh, but that wah-wah gal and ah-wah Caliente. Oh, what a wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah, what a gal.
Let's see, we heard Yes Sir, That's My Baby, there's a Wawa Girl in Agua Caliente, and Take a Picture of the Moon. So what in the world do those records have to do with May Flowers? Well, Take a Picture of the Moon was sung by baby Rose Marie, who was 5 years old at the time of that recording on March 10th, 1932. Backing Baby Rose Marie was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. After Rose Marie, it was Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys and Walter Donaldson's There's a Wawa Girl in Agua Caliente, recorded on May 24, 1930, so that record will be having its 74th birthday in a couple of weeks. We finished up with duo pianists Charles Bourne and Phil Ellis in May of 1929, and Yes Sir, That's My Baby, also written by Walter Donaldson along with Gus Kahn. This particular recording was chosen for this May Flowers edition of the show because it was sung by Blossom Seeley.
That's silly!
Well, you're right, I suppose it is.
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Here to start off this final segment of this May Flowers edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Phil Baxter and his orchestra.
Thank you.
the farmer's daughter. But say, oh, pal, you ought to meet her every evening in the moonlight down by the old mill stream. While she's dreaming, I'm steaming, you know what I mean. I'm falling, and I don't need a shawl, because I'm knee-deep in daisies and head over heels in love.
We began this final segment of our musical bouquet with Phil Baxter and his orchestra, with Phil Baxter doing triple duty as leader, pianist, and vocalist on Down Where the Bluebonnets Grow. Phil Baxter wrote Down Where the Bluebonnets Grow, and it was recorded in Dallas, Texas, by Victor on October 20, 1929. Up until this time, Baxter's orchestra had been known as Phil Baxter and his Texas Tommies, and Phil Baxter and his El Torreón Orchestra, since the band was resident at the El Torreón Ballroom in Kansas City. You might be more familiar with two other Baxter compositions, Piccolo Pete, which was a huge hit for Ted Weems, arranged for Weems by Joe Hames, a close friend of Phil Baxter's, And I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas, the original Ding Dong Daddy being Al Jennings, trombonist in Baxter's band. Then it was George Olsen and his music from August 21st, 1925, and I'm Knee Deep in Daisies. I'm Knee Deep in Daisies was written by Paul Ash and Larry Shea, with the lyrics by Joe Goodwin, Jack Stanley, and George A. Little. That was followed by Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra and Rose Room. The Multnomah Hotel was Portland's finest hotel, and Victor had recorded the band in 1927 and issued four sides. The recording we just heard was one of a number made at the Victor Pressing Plant in Oakland, California, on March 8th of the following year. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.